In Orange County, the Goshen Planning Board Thursday night approved the final environmental impact statement for a proposed Legoland New York theme park. Opponents say they will fight the project to the end. Merlin Entertainment's proposed $500 million Legoland park took a step forward with the Planning Board's approval of the final environmental impact statement, or FEIS, under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, or SEQR. Planning Board Chairman Lee Burgess says the vote came after 13 months of work.
I'm relieved in the sense that a lot of work went into the preparation of the FEIS. There was a lot of work done by this board and by our consultants to get that FEIS to the point that it's at, addressing the public's concerns to the extent that we possibly could, as well as the various agencies that weighed in on the project.
Town of Goshen resident Deborah Kaur is with concerned citizens for the Hudson Valley and sees the time frame differently.
I think that it's rushed, and I think they have an agenda as to pushing this forward so that they can get this project through.
Kaur and dozens of other Legoland opponents attended the meeting wearing red, many in T-shirts stating Stop Legoland in Goshen, New York.
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. Goshen will never be the same.
Legoland supporters also filled the auditorium, applauding the vote. Prior to the vote, though, opponents interrupted with comments, and Burgess shot back.
Right now, you should be listening to us. Right now, we're the ones speaking. You should be listening. You have opportunities. You've had opportunities to speak in public hearings. You also know there was from the start of the scope, and you also...
At one point, Burgess told those in opposition to the project he could have them removed from the building. Phil Royal is head of project and community relations for Legoland New York. He calls the planning board's approval a significant milestone for the process.
We thank the Goshen Planning Board for its thorough review of the FEIS. We believe that it's a decision of to deem the FEIS as complete, recognizes the full transparency and complete responsiveness of Legoland and its consultants have put into the process. We look forward to look forward to the board's finding statement and the town board's review.
Dave Goronsky was the only no vote among the six members, voicing concerns about the area's quality of life. Specifically, he said he could not wrap his head around the visual impacts of a proposed reconfiguration of Exit 125 to include a bridge over Route 17 and other facets.
There is no depiction of a viewshed of what the improved Route 17, the new improvements are going to be.
When others pointed him to appendices and cross sections, Goronsky said he saw those but was still left without a clear visual idea. He also raised concerns about potential disturbances to water features and wetlands.
I did see that. I just didn't get a good, picture on that scale. And it would have been nice if there was some sort of, photo representation or virtualization of what it would look like. That's all. I think it would help with the visual impact analysis.
The discussion persisted. Burgess says the FEIS is slated to become publicly available July 25th.
The 10-day clock will start for the public and agency consideration period, and that's where they could write in any of their concerns, which would be considered in the preparation of the finding statement, which will be the next document that we work on. The finding statement is the last piece of the SEQR review.
The finding statement identifies potential problems and offers mitigations. Burgess says the next phase is working on the site plan. Kaur says that despite the board's approval, her group's opposition will continue.
It's not over yet. It's not a done deal. We have a lot to go, and we have a lot of fight in us, and we're going to continue to fight till we stop Legoland.
Kaur says environmental concerns remain, as do concerns about water and sewer impacts. Burgess says project revisions have allayed the traffic concerns, while Planning Board member Phil Dropkin says Legoland has addressed the water and sewer concerns. Legoland New York aims to open in summer of 2019. For WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Goshen.